Hey, veterans, welcome to the VA Claims Insider Podcast. We are veterans helping veterans get the VA disability rating and compensation you deserve. I'm your host, Air Force Service Disabled Veteran Brian Reese, and each week we share VA disability claim tips, tricks, strategies, and lessons learned to help you win Service Connect and get rated at the appropriate level, even if you've already filed or been denied. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Facebook Live. I'm Coach Zach. I'm here with Coach Brian, and we are going to be your hosts for the next hour or so. Like usual, what we like to do in the beginning minutes of a Facebook Live to allow, you know, vets to start trickling in is we like to ask our vets to kind of sound off in the comments. Let us know where you are tuning in from, what branch you were in, what years you served, and things of that nature. And we certainly would love to give you a shout out before we get things rolling here. Gunner, good morning. Good morning. All right. So Francis from Florida, Army 2010 to 2018. Appreciate you stopping by, Francis. Ruthie from Marion, Arkansas.
Looks like Eugene, Marine Corps from Mississippi, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. All right, Farrell, same USMC, 89-93. We got Edward, 01 to 2021. Sounds like you may have hit 20-year retirement. So if that's the case, congratulations to you. That's awesome. All righty.
The Navy vets in there. Bunch of Army. Oh,
yeah, they're coming in. Yeah, seems like we got a pretty good mix. Army, Marines, Navy. Haven't seen any Air Force yet. I could be mistaken. No, Riley right there, Las Vegas Air Force. All right. Let's see, Ricky Parker, U.S. Army, 86 and 92. Thank you for your service.
Quite a few Marines popping in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The frequency and quantity of the comments here really shows. It's indicative of how many vets are tuning into this. So we appreciate you, you know, coming out. All right.
Yeah, it's definitely an important topic for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a relatively new topic, and it's something that has the potential to impact a lot of vets. So again, we appreciate you being here. All right, Gina, her husband is a Navy veteran. So thank you for being here, Gina, and thank your husband for his service. Definitely appreciate it. All right. Oh, we got Coast Guard, Dan Hearn, 01 to 2023. So welcome. Thank you for stopping by. Awesome stuff. All right. So it's now 5 past the hour. So we'll go ahead and just introduce ourselves, and we'll give you a little, you know, background about what we did in the military. As you can tell by the sweater and by the book in Brian's background, we're both Marines. I currently just live south of Austin, Texas, a town called Buda. You may have passed through. You may not even known that you were there. I am a Marine Corps veteran again, served from 06 to 2012, and then went back into the reserves in 2020. And I'm a combat veteran of OEF, Operation Enduring Freedom, and I was artillery. So I served in the artillery. I used to be a member of VA Claims Insider. I was an elite member. I had a coach and I had a strategy and all that stuff. And through the elite program, I was able to get from 0 to 70 in one shot. Definitely a life-changing experience. And I'm a coach now, you know, because before I was a coach, I was working menial sales job, and I was working security and stuff like that. And, just had a friend who was able to get on board with this company, and, he loved it, and he was able to point me in the right direction. And I was fortunate enough to be, hired on, and it's been a great ride ever since. What about you, Brian? What's some of your background?
Well, like you said, I'm a Marine Corps veteran as well. Served in the infantry. Got out with a 10% rating for my knee. I had a bunch of zeros for some burn scars, and kind of went on with life like so many veterans do. My dad, he was a Vietnam veteran. It took him 50 years to file a claim, and he's the one that kind of urged me to do the same. And that's kind of what brought me to this company, a Google search. And they helped take me from that 10% rating to 100% PNT. Only took about a year and a half. So definitely changed my life and my family's life. And I don't mean that only by benefit side of things. They made me realize it was okay to reach out for my PTSD and mental health. I know a lot of veterans struggle with that or taking that first step. So, definitely helped me out there. Not only my life, but my family's life. I'm a better person for it. And, definitely decided to come on and kind of help other veterans, pursue the same and help them get through that frustrating VA claims process, because it can be daunting at times. So we try to make that process easier.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I certainly appreciate you sharing there. With our introductions out of the way and you all kind of know, the kind of individual that you're seeing on your screen, we'll go ahead and roll into the disclaimer, and then we'll go into the topic of the day, which is the PACT Act.
All righty. We are not accredited agents, the BSOs, attorneys, or any other entity recognized by the Department of Veterans Affairs. We are not affiliated with the VA in any way. The VA Claims Insider is an education-based coaching consulting company for disabled veterans exploring eligibility for increased VA disability benefits and to wish to learn more about the process. VA Claims Insider also connects veterans with vetted independent medical professionals in our referral network for medical examinations and independent medical opinions for a wide range of disability conditions. We use what we call the SIM method, which is an acronym for Strategy, Education, and Medical Evidence. And we do that through one-on-one coaching. If you join the elite program, you'll be assigned a coach and you'll get together for a strategy session. They'll work one-on-one with you to come up with a personalized strategy just for you. Once that strategy is done and you have all your evidence together, that's when you'll file your claim on va.gov. We have videos that can kind of guide you through that process. Then after that, it's all about CMP preparation. That's the CMP exam is the most important part of the step. Or the most important step of the process. So it's extremely important to be prepared for it. And we have a lot of proprietary resources, one-on-one coaching to make sure you're prepared for that exam. Some of those resources, they include live classes via Zoom. We have usually about three a day, I think on every day but Friday. Mental health exam prep classes, medical exam prep. We also have a Women's Wednesday group that meets, I believe, 2 times a month on Wednesday. I think it's at 4 o'clock Central Time now. But yeah, if you're interested in joining, you want to learn more, you can schedule a free discovery call and talk to one of our team members by going to vaclaims.help. You can also check us out at vaclaimsinsider.com, but we'd love to partner you with your journey and help you see if we can get that rating increased a little bit.
All right, I appreciate it. Yeah, definitely feel free to check us out. It's a no risk for you, to get set up with a discovery call if you're not already a member, and seeing you know, the potential there, what you could potentially do and get done by working through VA Claims Insider's elite membership, right? So now we'll take a little bit of a dive into the topic of the day, which is, again, the PACT Act, right? So a couple bottom lines up front, if you will. So the PACT Act expands and extends eligibility for VA healthcare for veterans with toxic exposures and veterans of the Vietnam, Gulf War, and the wars of the post 9/11 era. All right, and we'll get into a lot of this as we go on with the class, right? So the PACT Act adds 20 plus more presumptive conditions for burn pits, Agent Orange, and other toxic exposures. It adds more presumptive exposure locations for Agent Orange and radiation. It requires the VA to provide a toxic exposure screening to every veteran enrolled in VA healthcare, and it helps to improve the VA's research, their staff education, and the treatment related to toxic exposure. So if you're a veteran or a survivor, you can file claims now in order to apply for any PACT Act related benefits. All right, so the PACT Act is short for the Sergeant First Class Heath Robinson Honoring Our Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act of 2022. And it is a bill that's designed to help you and other veterans exposed to toxic substances during your military service. The bill addresses all of the following related to toxic exposure. So healthcare and treatment, the VA presumes certain conditions were caused by toxic exposure, required screening for veteran toxic exposure, VA research on that matter, and resources for veterans and VA staff, right? So the law aims to make it easier for you to access VA medical care, including mental health services and counseling. It expands healthcare and presumption of toxic exposure for certain veterans. It adds new conditions, sort of like what we mentioned before, and it strengthens research for that toxic exposure. All right, so the PACT Act, it can also help veterans like you if you don't have sufficient evidence to win your VA claim. It incorporates clinical questionnaires and initial screenings, and it helps establish outreach and education programs to better inform you and VA personnel about toxic exposure-related benefits and support. Right, so we know that dealing with these complex topics can be challenging, so we're here to sort of break it down to you. And as I mentioned before, we're going to take a deeper dive into the PACT Act, what it's all about, and how you can benefit as a veteran.
So what is toxic exposure? Toxic exposure refers to contact with harmful substances that can lead to adverse health effects. Service members often face higher risks of exposure to toxic substances due to the nature of their military duties. The PACT Act addresses several different types of toxic exposures, including toxic exposure risk activities. These activities involve exposure to hazardous substances during military service, such as handling or disposing of chemicals, working with contaminated equipment, or being stationed near areas where toxic materials were used or stored. The PACT Act remains to provide health care and support for veterans who participated in these activities and experienced health issues as a result. Agent Orange exposure. Agent Orange is the top toxic herbicide used by the U.S. military during the Vietnam War and in other locations for defoliation purposes. Exposure to Agent Orange has been linked to numerous health problems, including various cancers, respiratory issues, and birth defects. The PACT Act expands the presumption of service connection for Agent Orange exposure to include additional locations like Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Guam, America, Samoa, and Johnson Atoll. Burn pits, which were huge, in Iraq and Afghanistan. Burn pits and airborne hazards were used by the U.S. military to dispose of waste material in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other locations. Exposure to the smoke and fumes produced by burning waste from these pits has been linked to respiratory illnesses and cancers. The PACT Act adds 23 respiratory illnesses and cancers related to burn pit and airborne hazard exposure to the VA's list of service presumptions, making it easier for affected veterans to access health care and benefits. Radiation exposure. Some veterans were exposed to ionizing radiation during their military service, such as those who participated in nuclear testing. cleanup activities in Inuitec Atoll, or nuclear response missions near Palomares, Spain, and Thule, Greenland. The PACT Act creates a presumption of exposure to radiation for these veterans, helping them access health care and support for radiation-related health issues. Based on these exposures, the VA is offering veterans expanded access to medical care. For the radiation exposure, the PACT Act of 2022 extends presumptive service connection to veterans involved in specific incidents involving radiation cleanup. Any veteran involved in the nuclear cleanup of Inuitec Atoll from January 1, 1977 to December 31, 1980. Any veteran involved in the nuclear cleanup of two separate B-52 crash sites, Palomares, Spain from January 17, 1966 to March 31, 1967. Thule Air Force Base, Greenland from January 21, 1968 to September 25th of 1968. And Agent Orange exposure. Agent Orange is a dangerous herbicide used in the Vietnam War. It's been linked to serious health issues for both our veterans and the civilian populations who were exposed to it. These disabilities may take years to manifest themselves. Agent Orange exposure is a significant concern for many veterans, and PACT Act expands presumptive related to this toxic chemical. The following locations have been added as recognized areas for Agent Orange exposure: Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Guam, Americas, Samoan, Johnston Atoll. Additionally, hypertension, high blood pressure, and monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance, a condition where an abnormal protein is found in your blood, and two presumptive conditions that have been added to the Agent Orange presumptive list. And my dad, he was a Vietnam veteran. He actually suffers from both of those. Neither really affect him. I know the gammopathy, it's more of a protein in the blood found in the bone marrow. But it can lead to blood cancer in the future. Another benefit of the VA PACT Act is the incorporation of clinical questionnaires into the initial screening process for veterans who seek care from a VA primary care provider. These questionnaires are designed to help determine potential toxic exposure experienced by the veteran during their service. By including this step in the initial screening process, the VA can better identify veterans who may be eligible for additional benefits and support related to toxic exposure.
All right, appreciate it, Brian.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so a lot of vets, they experience these issues as a result of their time overseas, and then they file for them, and then they get a denial, right? It's kind of what happens a lot of the time, right? So here in the next section, we're going to talk about taking action on a previously denied VA claim that is now applicable through the PACT Act, right? So if you're a veteran who was previously denied for a condition that is now eligible under the PACT Act, it's important to take action and reapply for benefits. Here's a step-by-step guide on what you can do to ensure you receive the benefits that you deserve, right? So one is you want to review the finer details of the PACT Act, right? Familiarize yourself with the new presumptions and provisions under the PACT Act. This will help you understand what conditions are now eligible, and how they apply to your specific situation. All right. So from there, you want to start gathering relevant medical evidence and documentation. Right. So you want to collect any medical records, service records, or other supporting documents that demonstrate your exposure to toxic substances and the development of your condition, right? So this evidence will be crucial in supporting your supplemental claim. And then once you have all that, ready to go, then you want to move to actually filing the supplemental claim, right? So you can submit it through the VA, obviously, requesting a review of a claim that was previously denied based on the new presumptions under the PACT Act. So make sure to include all relevant documentation and evidence that will strengthen your case. If a claim is not continually pursued and a supplemental claim is filed for anything under this new law, the effective date will be the date of the supplemental claim when it was filed, right? So if you filed for a condition that falls under the PACT Act back in 2020 and they deny it, and then you just kind of let it go outside of that year window, then when it comes to the potential of back pay and getting that date of service connection correct. If you go outside that 1 year window, they're just going to place the service connection date at the time when the supplemental claim is filed. All right. So if your claim was previously denied, submit a supplemental claim for any new presumptions that were granted in the bill that may apply to you. So I saw in a couple of the comments that vets have been getting notifications from the VA regarding the PACT Act and, you know, burn pit registry and all that stuff. So while the VA is supposed to go back and evaluate claims to determine all veterans who are eligible, that doesn't mean that you have to wait for that to happen or you have to wait for something in the mail to show up, right? So you want to take action, right? So you can file and start working on a supplemental claim without any kind of notification from the VA, right? So you can consider this as your notification that you can do that. All right, so if you're looking for any more information on it, VA Claims Insider, we always put out awesome blogs. There is a blog out there that will show you how to file a supplemental claim and the required forms. It's titled How to File a Winning Supplemental Claim. And, you know, check it out. We have a lot of blogs, a lot of good information out there that may be applicable to you. So I kind of wanted to take a little sidestep. I'm rated for both sinusitis and rhinitis under the PACT Act, right? So I got out in 2012 and I got diagnosed with those issues in 2021, late that year, right? So with the diagnosis and my DD-214 showing that I was in Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan, that was all that I needed to file in order to get service connected for it. They came back as zeros, but they were still service connected, right? So each particular situation is a little bit different. If you don't currently have a coach through VA Claims Insider's Elite Membership, maybe a good idea for you to kind of, you know, float that idea around, see if it's a good fit, and see if a coach can coach you through that process, right? So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there because I am a product of the PACT Act and how I was able to get those two conditions, excuse me, service connected. All right, so now we'll kind of go into the Q&A. We had a lot of good interaction, a lot of good questions from the audience, so we appreciate that. So Boycat Daddy asks, I'm 100% PNT. Do I need to file for something for PACT Act for future ailments? And that Camp Lejeune veteran, 86 to 1990. The answer is no. You don't need to file anything at this time because you are 100% PNT. So therefore, all of your health care, to include dental, should be free through the VA. Right. So if anything's issue, if you have any kind of issue that's bothering you, whether it's issues with sinuses or, you know, you think you have asthma, just make connection with your primary care provider and then start getting those, you know, referrals, start pulling that string, and you can be able to get taken care of that way. I hope that answers your question.
I see another question in the chat from David Bunch. Question, does PACT Act include radiation exposure? It does. Depending on the location that you were served in or that you served in, we have a really good blog that talks about those locations. As I mentioned earlier, there was a plane crash in Spain, Polaris, Spain, from January 17th, 1966 to March 31st of 67, Thule Air Force Base in Greenland, January 21, 1968 to September 25th, 1968, Inuit Atoll. So it really depends on where you served on. So would recommend, signing up with a discovery call. You can get with a coach and go over your specific situation and, see if we can't look into that more.
absolutely. All right, so Pablo asks, can you still apply if you are at 100%? I would say it depends on your personal situation, right? So if you are just 100% and you're not 100% permanent total, then there may be cause for you to apply for that P&T status, right? If you are 100% P&T, I would recommend going against that, because as I mentioned, before with the other individual who's 100% P&T, all of your healthcare is free through the VA. So, going and getting treatment for any illnesses that may have popped up because of your time overseas, all that should be covered through the VA now. So, if you don't have a coach or anything like that, I would recommend signing up for one. See what that coach has to say about it, because again, it is unique to your situation, and not every veteran has the same story. It's not there's no way to give you a blanket statement on that. So check out a coach, see what they have to say, and then just kind of go from there.
Like Duke Mazarak, I apologize if I pronounce your last name wrong, but he says, I'm going in the end of May for my CMP clinic appointment concerning my burn pit registration and wondering what to expect. If it's an actual CMP exam, it really depends on what the condition's for, but I'm not sure if you're talking about going to the VA just to get signed up for the burn pit registry. So it's kind of need more information there. I'd recommend, getting that discovery call, getting with a coach, going over your situation and then kind of help point in the right direction on that.
Right on. So, Francis asked, will they backdate it? Right. So we kind of hit on it earlier. As far as backdating goes, usually it goes, if it's a new claim, typically it goes back to either the intent to file date or the date that you were diagnosed, right? If you previously filed for a condition that's now covered under the PACT Act, and then you're within that year mark, and then you get everything ready to go, and then you file a supplemental claim, then there is the potential to go back and get service connection back to that original intent to file date. Right. But if you're kind of asking, will they backdate it to when, you were deployed in 2007? No, they won't do that. So I hope that answers your question. All righty. So Jonathan Douglas asked, the VA has denied me my hypervigilance and told me I don't have PTSD. Do I just keep applying for it? I would say if you've been denied, especially if you've been denied a couple times, I would get with a coach if you have not done so already, because there may be a piece that you're missing in order to get that service connected, right? So, and I don't want to go too much into it, but PTSD is not the only mental health condition that the VA rates for, right? So there may be another avenue for you to pursue that. So if you don't have a coach, I would highly recommend just getting set up with a discovery call, seeing if this program is a good fit for you, and just kind of, taking it from there.
Hey, Ralph Thomas has a question. What about the asbestos for the Navy? Asbestos exposure is covered. You do have to prove you're exposed to it. And keep in mind, just because you're exposed to it doesn't mean it's necessarily a service-connected condition. I mean, you have to have one of the actual diagnosed conditions before you're able to apply for it.
Right on. Let's see. And Riley Ballard asks, what if a deployment that you went on does not show up on your DD-214? That deployment applies to a potential PACT Act claim. Well, if it doesn't show up on your DD-214, there are other ways that you can get the VA to kind of corroborate, you know, your existence there, right? So that could be in the form of buddy letters. That can be in the form of photographs, just kind of, you know, helping paint a clear picture for the VA that, yeah, even if it doesn't show up on a DD-214, that you were actually there. Because we all know that there's a lot of times where your 214 doesn't cover the, you know, the vast extent of your military service.
See a question from Rob Matthews. He asked, asked about, how about JP8 jet fuel in neurological disorders? Just because a symptom isn't listed on the PACT Act doesn't mean you can't apply for it. With any condition, you know, you have to meet what's called the CLUSA triangle, which includes a current diagnosis, an in-service event, injury, or aggravation, and a nexus, which a nexus is basically just a connection between that current diagnosis and that in-service event. So you would have to prove exposure to that JPA, and then you would also need medical evidence connecting that current diagnosis that you have to your time in service. So you would just need evidence to prove your claim there.
Right on. Let's see. Timothy Cook, he says that I have heard that there may be some benefits associated with SMCs, that those who are 100% PNT should consider prior to deciding against filing. So there's a bunch of SMCs out there that they won't add to any kind of percentage, obviously, because you're 100% PNT and that's as high as you can go. But there could be the potential for increased compensation if you were to go after an SMC like erectile dysfunction, right? That's an SMC. In the same breath, though, when you are 100% PNT and you file for something, then you kind of open yourself up to get reevaluated for any of the other conditions that your service connected for. So I would definitely weigh that option. If you don't have a coach, you know, get one just to see what they would have to say. If you do have one, schedule some time with your coach. That way they can kind of, you know, weigh the pros and cons with you, and you can go from there. So I hope that that answered your question, Tim. All righty, we're going along. I appreciate you guys again, you guys and gals again, for being here with us. So Manny De Jesus says he's feeling anxious about an upcoming DBQ. He has a claim in for bladder cancer, which he got while serving at Camp Lejeune. Completed 6 weeks of chemo and wondering how the VA will look at his situation. Right. So yeah, I mean, it's okay to be nervous about it. You know, obviously it's a big day. It's a very important day because that, I mean, like, you know, because that appointment can make or break you, right? So what I would recommend for you there is to, before your CMP, locate the DBQ that's applicable for your condition, and then just start seeing what kind of information the examiner is going to look to pull from you. So when you're able to study that beforehand, you'll feel a little bit better going into it. You know, you'll feel a little bit more confident. So I know I keep referring back to getting with your coaches and stuff, but if you do have one, then I would definitely, you know, hop on their calendar and see if you guys can go over some of the finer details regarding your disability and that CMP exam. So best of luck to you, Manny.
Looks like Sean Logan asked, what benefits are there for a spouse whose husband was exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam and later died from lung cancer related to it? Veteran was 100% disabled by the VA. I think when it comes to that, it depends if he was actually service connected for the lung condition at the time. Once a veteran passes, you're not able to file for, or he's not able to file for additional claims. So it really comes down to what he was service connected for before he passed, and if the Agent Orange was the cause of his death.
Yeah, so Sean, we have a good blog post on it. We even did myself and a former coach. We even did a Facebook Live on the topic a couple of years back. Check out our blogs. There is a blog there for survivors and the kind of benefits that they can go after. Be sure to check that out and see what you can pursue.
Yeah, if he was 100% disabled, his wife would qualify for DIC, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a lot of details and fine print that goes into that. But the blog does a pretty good job about outlining that stuff. So definitely check it out. Let's see. Scott Austin says he's been out since '93. He's a first time filer. Do I sign the burn pit registry at va.gov? So the way that I signed up for the burn pit registry is a simple Google search, really. I just typed in burn pit registry, and then I found the legitimate site, because there's all kinds of stuff on the internet there, and then I went up and signed that way. A lot of the veterans that I work with, they go through kind of like a screening process in order to actually get onto that. But I would say start with the Google search, find out the website for the burn pit registry, and then get started there. All right, a lot of good questions, folks. Let's see. Willie Dixon says, I'm 100% PNT and I was sent by the VA in order to get a respiratory exam for burn pits. Is that okay? Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Go, even if you're 100% PNT, go to the appointments that the VA wants you to go to, right? Because what you don't want to is just ignore them and then something falls by the wayside, or that becomes kind of a pattern where you ignore them and then they want to, giving you an exam for an item that you may be service connected for, and then you don't show up, right? So we want to ensure we keep our 100% rating safe. So best piece of advice that I got for you is to attend the respiratory exam. I hope that answers your question.
Like Sonia Rodriguez, a Gulf War veteran, we had burn pits on our site. Should I get some kind of notice from the VA for exposure tests? The VA has been sending out letters about getting checked out, but I would recommend going to the VA and signing up for that burn pit registry just to get everything documented.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kind of like what we mentioned earlier, don't wait on the VA for anything that you don't have to, right? So if it's within your power to go and get signed up for these exposure tests, then give your primary care provider a buzz at the VA and see what you can do about that. I wouldn't wait around. Let's see, Patrick Morrissey. Sorry if I said that wrong. How do I request what records the Raider is looking at? So if you get a CMP exam done at a VA facility, then it should show up in your blue button report, which is your VA medical records, right? It should show up there. However, if you go to QTC, LHI, VES, one of those third party companies, then it's a little bit more of a hassle to get your those CMP results, right? So you can utilize the Freedom of Information Act requests, and then you'll be able to pull those records through that, right? But keep in mind that it's a request that tends to take a long time, like several months in order to complete.
Like Carol Christensen, I was late getting to your page. You keep talking about a coach. How does a person get a coach? We can pop a link up on the screen now. You can sign up for a free discovery call. And they'll assign you to a coach. Yeah, within 15, 20 minutes of the phone call, you can have a coach and start getting the ball rolling.
Yeah, yeah. You know, check out the link that was on the screen. Also, vaclaimsinsider.com is our main website. You know, a lot of good information about us, about what the company's about, and stuff like that. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to get signed up. So definitely, you know, research it and, you know, get on that discovery call if you're able. All right. So Lexian asks, under the PACT Act, one more question. The supplemental evidence, does that act as a new claim which could result in a decrease or no? Trying to connect AFib, which was denied in the past. So yeah, anytime you file a claim, even if it's for, you know, earlier recovered SMCs, anytime you file anything, any kind of claim, you always kind of subject to being reevaluated for a particular disability, unless the VA has identified that disability as a static condition, right? In other words, in their eyes, they know that condition is not going to get any better. So it's a part of it, but don't let that deter you from filing a claim for something that you deserve.
Carlos Usecki, apologize if I butchered your last name. What is the best place of contact with you guys? Two tours Afghanistan and affected by burn pits. It's like Zach said earlier, vaclaimsinsider.com. That's our main website. You can also go to vaclaims.help and set up a discovery call and yeah, get assigned a veteran coach to help you through the process.
Absolutely. I mean, with two tours of Afghanistan, you were definitely breathing in something, you know. Definitely, you know, get that checked out. See what's going on.
For sure.
All right. We're coming up about 17 minutes until the hour is up. We appreciate, again, all of the all the feedback and stuff. If we don't get to your question, we apologize. There's a lot of them. We're trying to get to them, and things like that. So we definitely want to ensure that your questions are answered. So again, if we don't get to your question, we apologize. But just to kind of go into a recap about the topic, right? So again, the new PACT Act law has a potential to impact the lives of more than 5 million veterans, right? So it's definitely, if you don't know much about it, it's definitely worth your time and effort to put in that research and to see if any of the PACT Act applies to you, right? So again, the law provides expanded healthcare and disability benefits for veterans and their families. And it will be phased into practice from its start date back in August 2022 all the way to October of 2026, right? So, you know, moving on, you're considered a toxic exposed veteran if you participated in a toxic exposure risk activity while serving on active duty for training, inactive duty training, or are a veteran who deployed in support of one of these operations. So Operation During Freedom, Freedom Sentinel, Iraqi Freedom, New Dawn, Inherent Resolve, and Resolute Support, right? So going back to 2021, Congress created the first list of presumption disabilities for veterans with burn pit exposure. However, this list only had four conditions at the time, right? So sinusitis, rhinitis, rhinosinusitis, and asthma. but nothing was related to cancer, right? So with the Veterans PACT Act, 13 respiratory illnesses and 11 categories of cancers have been added to that list. The list called airborne hazards and burn pit exposures. Some of these conditions include chronic bronchitis, COPD, head and neck cancer of any type, respiratory cancer of any type, and gastrointestinal cancer of any type. All right. So as we go into the closing minutes of this session, a little, you know, recap about VA Claims Insider. Again, you know, we focus on the SEM method, right? Right, Brian? So strategy, education, and medical evidence. We offer one-on-one coaching in which you'll get a strategy session based on that one-on-one coaching, and, you know, taking a good look at your unique situation, coaching you through a claim submission, and then coaching you through CMP prep as well, right? Because that is a very important day. Again, we do the live classes via Zoom. There are three times a day, most days, coffee with the coaches at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's always a good time. If you're not a coach, if you're not a member and you're looking to get signed up because, you know this is what you want to do, then taking part of that coffee with the coaches is a very good time. And you get to interact with other veterans who have similar experiences and very different experiences, and we can all learn from each other, right? And so we also have, your Mental Health Mondays, CMP prep, and things like that. So, all righty. So with that out of the way, Brian, did you have any kind of closing thoughts or anything like that?
Yeah, just to touch on the coffee with the coaches. It's a great place to, that kind of brings back that camaraderie that a lot of veterans are missing when they get out of the military. It's not only about claims questions on there. That's a majority of it, or if you have any, you can definitely ask them, but it's just a place where veterans kind of hang out with other veterans. We have so much in common. So I know I definitely enjoy it, and a lot of other veterans do as well. So I definitely recommend joining us if you would. I think everyone out there would enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have a lot of vets who are regulars. They like to show up and just hang out with everyone, hang out with the guys and gals, and you know they like to share their experiences and stuff. So again, the link is on the screen. You can get started for free. It doesn't cost you anything to get started. And to explore the potential of getting disabilities rated that you deserve. So why wait? Go through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's at least worth listening to what we have to say, and if we can help you, and if we can, great.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love to try and see what we can do to coach you, right? So a lot of you may have received emails, you may have seen it on Amazon, but a while ago, our founder, Brian Reese, wrote a book called You Deserve It, right? So the second edition, the updated version, is out now. You can order that book on Amazon. So if you're not like me and you're a reader, then you feel free to check out that book. A lot of good information. A lot of our veterans have read the book in its entirety. It's definitely helped them out. So I can only imagine that they can do the same for all of you.
Yeah, it lists a lot of state benefits, state by state, which I'm from Illinois, and there were a lot in there that I had no idea, I could even get. So yeah, it's a great resource.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because you put yourself out there, you serve the country, and when you leave, your body, your mind is not the same as what it once was, right? So, if you have the feeling, if you're just tuning in and you've always, you know, dealt with that feeling that, you know, you don't deserve any kind of disability compensation because you were never in combat or whatever, that's, I would stop listening to that notion right away because, you know, you did put yourself out there.
Yep.
Right? So you definitely deserve it. If you serve this country honorably, you deserve it. Yep. Right. So with that, we are going to go ahead and let you all go. Again, I sincerely apologize if we didn't get to all of the questions. There were a lot of good ones. If you have any questions that went unanswered and you have a coach, ask that question of your coach. If you don't have a coach, try it out. Ask the question, right? And then see what comes of it, okay? So, again, that'll be it for now. Thank you all for joining us on this May Wednesday. And I hope that you all will take care of yourselves and be well. Be well. Brian, I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Zach. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Yeah, everyone take care. Thanks for joining us today.